Welcome to Lectio. Thanks so much for joining me in this time as we open a space to receive what God has to say to us. I'll be reading the scripture three times and leaving a space of silence between each reading for you to listen to what God is saying to you. Before we begin, make sure you're in a comfortable position so you can relax your body and yet stay alert and awake and in a listening, yet restful and still space. Holy God, your word reminds us that in you we live and move and have our being, but we forget that. We race around full of plans and stress and anxiety, and we wonder where you are and why you don't do stuff that we can see. But right now we choose to stop. We choose to still our minds and our bodies and turn towards you. Help us hear your voice and recognize your presence. Fill our spaces with yourself. May your presence enfold and transform us. Our scripture for this Lectio is Romans 12, 3 to 8. I'm going to read it the first time, and this time in the quiet. Notice. It's about noticing. Notice a word or a phrase that God brings to your attention, something that you're like, whoa, that is the main point of this. It's not about looking for the main theme, because God may or may not be choosing to use the main theme of this scripture to speak to you. Just notice what jumps out at you and assume that what jumps out is God's, something God has pointed out to you to recognize. And interestingly, it'll seem so obvious to you, and yet someone else will get something totally different. That's because in this way, God is super personal, and the conversation is with you. All right, Romans 12, 3 to 8. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it is important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. In this way, we are like the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as part of his body. But as a chopped off finger or a cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts of Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we are made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. I'll read the passage again from a different version. The first one was from the Message. This is the Revised Standard Version. Romans 12, 3-8. For by grace given to me, I bid every one of you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. He who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who contributes, in liberality. He who gives aid, with zeal. He who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. I'm going to read the text a third time, and this time, hopefully, the last time in the quiet, you connected that word or phrase to your life. I forgot to give you those reminders. But if you didn't, you spent time with God, that's awesome. That's the main point. And so now is the time to look at the invitation God has for you, or how it connects to your life and the invitation. You can always put two and three together. So listen in the scripture for an invitation from God. Know that it's a real invitation. You can accept it or you don't have to, but you are invited by God into something new. Romans 12, 3-8. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. And now the time for noticing, connecting, and inviting for listening to God speak to you is done in Lectio. Not that you can't continue on, but following the Lectio pattern, now is the time to rest in God's presence, to not try to get something from Him, not try to do something for Him, just to be resting in His company, aware of His presence. Let His breath fill you, let His arms surround you, and just be still. That's one of the things Lectio offers us, is the chance to be, to wait for God, to receive from Him, to be with Him without having to do anything else. So here is your time to be with God. Thank you. Gently connect with your breath again, moving, slowly bringing your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. You may want to journal or write down some of the ways that you, some of the things you've experienced, ways God's talked to you during the prayer. You don't think you'll forget. I never think I'll forget, and I forget so fast. And it helps me to remember to write it down. So that's obviously a thing you can do or not, as you choose. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.